fans try to look at the brighter side. So all week, all we heard was, hey, Baker's been better without Odell Beckham, which statistically is accurate. He has been. But I don't think it's this argument that he's been targeting Odell too much and worried and consumed. Oh, my God, every single pass. What are we going to do? We got to get Odell the ball. They didn't. They didn't target him. He's like 40th in targets in the NFL in terms of wide receivers. They didn't get him the ball. And the one game they were able to mix and match and find creative ways, he was looking like the best wide receiver on the planet again against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, it was against the Cowboys, so we get that. They're giving up big plays to everybody. But it showed you that Odell still had something left because we had asked those questions. We had wondered whether that was the case. But Baker did look good once Odell went down. He started hitting all his receivers again, which he did his rookie year. It was against the Bengals, so we have to remind everybody that. He was also Offensive Player of the Week his rookie year against the Bengals. So he's had his way with Cincinnati. Now the question is, can he do it against Vegas? And obviously the Vegas defense has been pretty bad as well.
Anthony, who steps up? Who fills that void? Jarvis Landry is a celebrated guy, but he's also been targeted at a really low number. And I guess Austin Hooper won't be back, right?
Yeah, it's appendectomy. I guess doctors advise against playing when you've been cut open like that. So an emergency surgery. But they do have other weapons. They still do. And fans fall in love with later round receivers, I think, on every team. And with Cleveland, it's Rashard Higgins, who's been around but has been benched by two different coaching staffs. But he had some big plays in that one over Cincinnati. And Donovan Peoples-Jones, who we followed closely because he was a Michigan player who was recruited by Urban Meyer in Ohio State. We were always wondering when he was going to make big plays. They never had good quarterback play at Michigan. And he had been not in the roster for the first few games of the year. They finally put him back there, and then he catches the game-winning touchdown with about 12 seconds left against Cincinnati. So fans still think they got a bunch of weapons. David Njoku caught a nice touchdown. They have a rookie tight end, Harrison Bryant, who has looked really good. And if you're bored and you're at work, type in Harrison Bryant and Hooters. You will not be disappointed. It's not as bad as you think, but just check it out.
Yeah.
But so there are some weapons there for Baker. And this offensive line, with the exception of two games, has given Baker time to throw.
Browns are 18th in offense, 21st in defense. They're 5-2. How is this happening?
They're actually worse on defense than those numbers will show you. And part of it is they're creating turnovers. They lead the NFL in creating turnovers. And it's not a fluke. Normally when teams create turnovers, you figure it'll regress to the mean. A lot of that is a fluky thing that you're not going to be able to sustain over time. But this isn't. This is crazy. Myles Garrett, what he's doing, he's so much better than he's ever been, and he was already really good, good enough to sign that massive contract. At the time he signed it, it was the highest paid player in NFL history. And he has paid it off after everything that happened last year with the helmet and Pittsburgh Steelers and Mason Rudolph. He is basically getting one sack and one fumble almost every game. I've never seen anything like it. So he is causing teams to turn it over countless times. And when he's not doing that, he's forcing interceptions, which he's done this year. So he has been incredible. Denzel Ward has been really good, cornerback out of Ohio State. Other than that, they're terrible. Their defense is absolutely horrendous. But I guess you get away with it this year in the NFL because so many other teams are horrendous defensively, so you don't feel as bad. But they're going to have to win shootouts against teams like the Raiders. They know that. And so it's down to just creating turnovers because they can't get off the field otherwise.
How do you think the Browns try to attack? Is it a 50-50 attack against this Raiders defense? They have enough at running back right now to be a power ground team? And do you feel confident back-to-back weeks that, you know, Baker Mayfield's out there throwing the ball 40, 50 times?
Yeah, well, that's not the formula. That's not the blueprint that was supposed to help them win games, especially against good teams. And in fact, against good teams, they've had to abandon the run against Baltimore and Pittsburgh. And that was ugly because all of a sudden Baker has no time to throw. And he looked like that panicked quarterback from last year that ended up getting his coach fired. So it's all on whether or not the Raiders can get pressure at all. We know the Raiders secondary has not been good, but it all comes down to basically pass rush. They want to run the football, but Nick Chubb is out. Won't be back till at least after the bye week. And Kareem Hunt, who just 3 or 4 years ago, you could make the argument, was the best running back in football. He has struggled the last 3 weeks. He's been banged up, and they've gone up against some really good rushing defenses with the Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. But even against the Bengals, he didn't run the ball very well. Some of that burst seemed to be gone, some of the yards after contact. But I still think in Kevin Stefanski's offense, if you know him from Minnesota, this is what he likes to do. Run the football to set things up, then get that play action stuff going.